This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for what you do to keep America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America. When Parler comes back, we're over there. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out the website, take advantage of the things we have over there. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line that's been waiting patiently to ask you a question, and it's Mary. Hello, Mary. What's up?
Hi. I wanted to ask Denise, when you're doing research and looking back in history, to me that's a hard science. It really doesn't change, like calculus, chemistry, physics, all of that. You have to know the basics. So when you're going back in books, what year would you be the safest to kind of go back to where you know it hasn't been, quote, revised? Would you try to get, like, the original copyright date, the originally written one?
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the answer to that would be yes. You know, you have to, and whatever, not only is, some of them can actually be registered too, but the National Archives is generally a place, a repository that things don't get changed over there. They get sent over there, they get cataloged, and then they're pretty much in safekeeping. So they have a pretty good search feature on there, if that helps.
Okay. Now, a federal judge yesterday afternoon blocked, and this was a South Texas federal judge, it's a lawsuit brought by Texas against the government with President Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. A judge jumped in there and blocked that. That was a big deal.
Yes, it was. It's blocked for 2 weeks, but I'm not sure because I didn't get to spend much time on it, but remember, Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, has already filed suit against Biden's executive order. So that may have been the reason, but I'm not sure. I think it is.
Okay. And Rand Paul, of course, we talked about this a little bit, but he had the intestinal fortitude to step up and bring forth the constitutionality challenge of whether or not this impeachment can move forward or not, and kudos to him for that.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden's White House victory has been fueled by a record-shattering 145 million dollars in dark money. When we say dark money, what is it we're talking about?
Money that, donor money that doesn't have a name attached to it.
And it could be coming from literally anywhere, correct?
Including foreign powers.
That's right, like China. Because a lot of people are saying they think China and a lot of their cohorts over there might have dumped a bunch of money in Biden's campaign, but I guess we have no way of finding out. Is that my understanding?
That's correct.
All right. Well, obviously, that's something that needs to be changed, you would think. All right. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is still around talking, and, you know, if I didn't know better, I would almost think she's a Republican because of some of the things she brings up. And she issued a dire warning to the American people, expressing concern that domestic enemies of the United States could be people like Adam Schiff and John Brennan, as well as others in the National Security Committee, big tech industry, and are plotting to create a police state here in America.
Well, we have a police state. I mean, that's beyond denial here at this point. And I think in, you know, some cases he's really stating the obvious. So the next question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, I would argue that we're probably not doing anything about it. If we cannot repeal or change Section 230, and certainly you're not going to have any legislative work that happens under the first part of the Biden administration because you've got such a divided Congress, so hence the reason that he's doing all of these executive orders, we're not going to be able to change anything. Let's go back to the days where of Edward Snowden and you know, what we found out that the NSA was doing under the Patriot Act, which, by the way, had all kinds of clauses in it with expiration dates.
Yeah.
And the Obama administration ignored those expiration dates and continued to maintain those clauses. So we're not going to do anything.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And oh, by the way, the Capitol Police, the acting chief was busy yesterday. We'll tell you what was said there, as well as something else we found out about the Capitol Police. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simons, brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, the USCCA is a group that I belong to for about the last 5 years, and I would not leave home without their protection, because in the event you have to defend yourself, they're going to come looking at you before they go looking at the bad guy. That's the way it usually works out. So you're going to have a means of protecting yourself and having a legal team at your side. And that's exactly what the USCCA does. Now, not only can you carry a weapon with confidence, but if you have to defend yourself by whatever means, you can also be confident in that too. And if, God forbid, you get yourself in a situation where you do have to defend yourself, you make your call to the USCCA, and guess what? You've already got the wheels turning in your favor. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a link there for the USCCA. Click on it. You'll find out more. That's the USCCA at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay. Joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, we have a question. I believe it's from... It sounds like it's a question. Eric in Seminole is chiming in here. Do you see, he's talking about Section 230, and he says, do you see how the powers that can jump in and out of loopholes can use Section 230 as a shield? Both the GOP and the Democrats are doing it.
We have something that I think is the most disturbing, both at the state level and at the federal level, and that is called sovereign immunity. And I would invite your listeners to see how sovereign immunity is applied. So if you want to sue somebody, a politician, like necessarily is you know, attempts have been had. Sovereign immunity generally is the first layer of protection that they cannot be sued.
Yep.
So if you want to sue Nancy Pelosi, if you want to sue Swalwell or Schiff or Nadler or any of the, you know, those guys, forget about it because of sovereign immunity. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's disgusting is Freedom of Information Act. You know, you can file a FOIA request for lots of things when it comes to government. But, you know, you can't, including emails or documents or whatever. But did you know that you cannot file a FOIA request on any member of Congress mm-hmm. for their emails?
I did know that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the first place that we should be able to, you know, get access, because those are the ones that work for us. So we should be able to know what it is that they're doing and saying among each other. And most recently, when it came to all things that happened on January the 6th in the Capitol Police, what is it that Nancy Pelosi knew, and when did she know it? Or what did she order or not order when it came to protecting the Capitol building?
Mm-hmm.
We can't know because you can't do a FOIA request on a member of Congress.
Well, that leads me to a question, because we've got a question, believe it or not, about this. It's from John in Kansas City, Missouri. And John is saying, go Chiefs. Thank you, John. John is saying that he heard that the Capitol Police were well aware in advance, far in advance,
yeah,
that there was a threat made against them on January the 6th.
He heard correctly.
Well, okay, and then that leads me to my little statement here, because the acting Capitol Hill police chief apologized for the job that was done, for the encroachment that happened of the security, and also said that they did admit knowing that Congress was a target before what happened on January the 6th, but it didn't
say how. The FBI knew. Mm-hmm. The FBI knew going into the week prior. So, I mean, give me a break. It was out there.
Yeah, and we had some retired police officers, as well as a couple of current ones that were having lunch with us yesterday, and we were talking about the way they had the police position for that. They had them on the other side of the crowd, and they had no backup behind the Capitol Police to help them out when they got inside the Capitol. That was really weird, strange to say the least.
Well, you know, we can't begin to necessarily understand that whole thing. I mean, I saw some of the Capitol Police that were not even bothering the radio for help or saying this is what is happening here. So, yeah, something is very wrong with the whole thing. I still say it was a planned setup.
I believe so. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
It's just beyond dispute.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. Now, after saying there's nothing we can do to alter the COVID trajectory, Mr. Biden yesterday clarified his remarks and said, well, now, wait a minute, I didn't really mean that.
Yeah, we heard all that.
So, now what?
Yeah, now what? Exactly right.
We all wear double masks, as little Dr. Fauci said to, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then we all, and by the way, here's something else. Remember the cocktail that was put out there with the Regeneron? Was that the right word there?
Remdesivir?
Yeah, that's it. That they came out and said that definitely is working, and little Dr. Fauci said, oh, no, it's not that good. No. Well, I guess he didn't have money in it, so that's why he didn't say anything.
I have no idea what he's got money in. I've seen this and I've seen that, but personally I haven't had time to, and haven't bothered to take the time, you know, to look at what some of his investments are and some of his patents. I know that he's got a lot of patents when it comes to
half a dozen
AIDS.
Or so, right?
Yeah, they're related to AIDS, but beyond that, I don't know.
Okay, now let's see what this is. This is from, who's this now chiming in? All right, Eric in Seminole. Eric is saying it's amazing, and apparently none of the people who brought in weapons and or were actually breaking windows have been arrested or charged. That's true. None of them have.
None of the people that were carrying weapons, what, please? Because I don't think that's correct.
They haven't been charged. The ones outside weren't charged. The ones that went inside have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's an accurate statement. I mean, they didn't breach the Capitol building.
Nope. And they're still knocking on people's doors, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh, yeah, they are.
What did you think about the TSA? Did you see the record amount of firearms that they announced yesterday they'd caught in 2020?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Did you see who the number one offender airport was?
Atlanta?
That's right. Atlanta. Of all places, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason
it's
for
Vegas.
That?
Vegas.
Okay.
Vegas
right.
Airport.
Because it was Atlanta, then it was Dallas, then it was Houston. Those were the top three. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, we're not sure what's going to happen here, but Charlie Schumer is urging Joe Biden to bypass Congress altogether and enact a unilateral climate policy by executive order.
Look, executive orders are not law. Executive orders are policy changes that affect federal government, period. Anything that the federal government has their fingerprints on, a executive order can affect. Anything outside of that, it can't. But you can believe that there are several law firms out there, some good guys, that are looking at all of these executive orders and being challenged in court, hence the first one. That was done by Ken Paxton when it came to suspending any kind of deportation.
Now, what do you think about, and we haven't heard about this until right now, nearly 3 weeks since more than 25,000 National Guard troops from around the country made their way to Washington to secure the Capitol. Have they left? Are we down to 5?
No.
They're still there. Okay.
Not 25,000. They're keeping about 5,000 there.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Have yourself a great day and stay warm. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the Centers for Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday, said that schools that reopen in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures like wearing masks, keeping social distance, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks like indoor sports practices and competitions are kept in place. Police in Portland, Oregon say that a man intended to injure and kill when he drove into several people on Monday. Police don't believe the multiple hit-and-run crashes were an act of terrorism or politically motivated. A 77-year-old woman was killed and 9 others were injured when the driver hit several pedestrians with his car in a southeast Portland neighborhood. Police have not released the name of the suspect and are waiting for test results to see if alcohol or drugs were a factor. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bull will be in tomorrow, so get your questions together. Send them over to us either by email or by messenger, and we'll ask Bo. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 locations to serve you, 2 campuses, and I would strongly advise that you give them a call. I'll give you the number in a minute, and call them up and ask for an appointment to take the tour of those facilities, whichever one is closest to you. Now, they have a facility in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, just on the other side of the bay. I'm over here in Tampa, home of the Super Bowl. You got to throw that in there because the Tampa Bay Bucks are in it. And over on the other side of the bay, you've got Clearwater, Florida, is where their campus is over there. So Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at whichever one of the campuses is closer to you. Now, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Well,
seems Joe Biden ended the Trump ban on transgender service members less than 2 years after then-President Donald Trump's ban on the transgender service members went into effect. President Biden has now reversed that. We'll see where that goes. And Vice President Kamala Harris swore in the new defense secretary, Lloyd J. Austin, former four-star commander of CENTCOM at the White House. Days after he started the job, he was already announcing multiple changes to the Defense Department. And some of that we'll mention here coming up in just a couple of seconds. Now, China and the United States have stepped up their military activities near Taiwan and the South China Sea, with both sides also trading diplomatic barbs at each other as the incoming Biden administration signals it will continue to shore up support for the self-governing island, of which China claims is part of its territory. There may come time for a confrontation there sooner rather than later. We'll see. Now, Lieutenant General Charles Flynn, who is the brother of Lieutenant General retired Mike Flynn, has been nominated to lead the U.S. Army in the Pacific, a post now held by General Paul La Camara, who took command in November of 2019. Now, Lieutenant General Flynn will get another star as a result of this. And we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. And again, he is the brother of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Now, China says the U.S. military in the South China Sea is not good for peace in the area. The United States, of course, often sends ships and aircraft into the South China Sea to flex its muscles. They say it's not good for peace. China's foreign ministry said that after the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt sailed into the disputed waterways again. Now, the Saudis are expanding U.S. military access to airfields and a port that they have there to counter Iran. The year-old initiative is intended to give CENTCOM more options in a fight. We'll see what happens there. Also, hundreds of Taliban prisoners were released last year in the U.S.-Taliban peace deal. They have since been detained on the battlefield, arrested again, and they're back in jail again. Well, never say never, right? And, did you hear this one? A general in Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard made the provocative statement less than a week into Joe Biden's presidency that they will destroy any U.S. ships that they see. We'll see what happens. By the way, Biden has said he wants to talk to Iran. I'll bet he does. Now, Afghanistan veteran and former Representative Max Rose, who's a Democrat from New York, said the Pentagon's new COVID-19 coordinator, who joined Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin last Friday for the first meeting with the service chiefs and combatant commanders on efforts to control the pandemic, he is not all that happy about that. We'll see. By the way, the U.S. Army is also using 3D printing technology to reproduce the N95 respirators. That coming from the chief of the Defense Department's Medical Technology Office. Now, with the Air Force One plane still bare, it seems Joe Biden was going to choose between the jet's classic livery or some new fresh paint scheme on the aircraft. How about just painting the planes red, white, and blue? What's wrong with that? Paint them red, white, and blue. I think that'd be great. But that's just me. But we'll see what happens. Because I believe it's 2024 when they get the new jets, which will no longer be the big aircraft that they've got, the big Boeing jetliners, will no longer be those. It'll be a new style aircraft because the 747s are going away. And by the way, $5.3 billion is what it's going to cost for Air Force One to be delivered in 2024. We'll see what happens when they get it as far as the way things transpire. Now, the Israelis have said openly that it will attack Iran if the U.S. eases sanctions against the Shiite regime and agrees to go back to the nuclear agreement, the Jewish state says is the biggest hoax in recent history. And they are telling the United States right now that if they ease the sanctions, they will attack Iran. Okay. I think we all know what will happen there. And when the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt entered the South China Sea on the same day Chinese bombers and fighters flew into Taiwan's airspace, it signaled now how difficult it will be for the Biden administration to craft a new China policy. This is not going to be easy. Not that it ever was. China is proving a point. They're proving a point. They're tougher, they're rougher, they're meaner than we are. And they're going to continue to do it. Now, former Army Secretary Eric Manning says it's time for Congress to pass a law that protects the transgender service members. He said the time has come. So there you go. By the way, did you hear about Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas? Well, apparently they've been going after him for his Ranger tab that he got, and he got it the same way anybody else would get it. They went to Ranger school. And it doesn't matter whether or not you served with a Ranger unit. When you go through Ranger school, you get a Ranger tab. And the newspaper's trying to say that he didn't earn it, even though when he was with the 101st Airborne and did two tours in combat with them and was proudly wearing his Ranger tab, even though he's with the 101st, he was still a Ranger. Good Lord. Technicalities. All righty. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ha out there to everybody listening to us, Fort Benning tonight. And Major Dan, appreciate your email. I got one here a little while ago. I'm going to take a look at it. I just glanced at it real quick, but thanks very much for the kudos there, Major Dan. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, the next Two Guys Gun Show is coming up on the 13th and 14th of February in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. I'll be there on Saturday the 13th, so that's when you can see me. And we appreciate all the folks that come out to see that, as well as the guns, the knives, the military surplus, all the different things that they have there for the people to buy. Now, to find out more, you can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, or you can give them a call at 727-776-3442. That's twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you. And I look forward to seeing you on February the 13th down there in Sarasota. All righty. The watchdog on Wall Street himself was here with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The Commerce Secretary pick, former governor of Rhode Island, is saying that she is open to a tax hike to help fund Joe Biden's climate change agenda.
It's going to be interesting to see how they go about raising taxes. It'll probably be not stuff that you'll come out and see, you know, right in front of your face, but they'll hide it. I mean, you got to take a look at, you know, back in the day. Let me give you an example. Remembers back in the day when you bought gas in the, you know, 1960s, 1970s, you would have the price of the gas. You'd also have the local taxes, mm-hmm. You'd have the state tax, federal taxes, and they would show you that.
Yep.
Now you just pay the price. You don't know what you're paying in taxes. Mm-hmm. That's probably what they'll do when it comes to climate stuff. They'll probably just embed taxes into other things.
Well, gasoline taxes, a lot of them now are on a percentage or on a sliding scale. So what happens is the higher the retail price goes, the higher the tax goes because it's on a percentage.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Buttigieg was transportation secretary is coming to the realization, and they talked about this before, that cars becoming more efficient, people not needing as much gasoline, plus the electric cars, where they're going to get the money for the highway fund for bridges and roads. I'm telling people right now, I know exactly what's going to happen down the road. Almost like every year, you have to file your taxes. You're going to have to file how many miles you drove, and you're going to get charged by the mile because that's what's coming next.
Well, that's what they've done with the trucks for years. They used to do it anyway. It's called the ton mileage tax, especially in New York State. They did it up there, whatever your miles were, and you had to keep track of your miles in every state in the country, and you paid a tax on those miles.
That's going to be for everybody. That's coming soon to a theater near you.
Now, the other thing is, when it comes to money, the retroactive tax hikes aren't the first choice for Joe Biden. And what we mean by that is he's going to eliminate the tax cuts that were given by then-President Trump. And that would immediately mean everybody at the low end of the spectrum would wind up paying an additional $2,000 a year in taxes, correct?
It depends on how he goes about doing away and what brackets he does away with. Who knows? I seem to think that there'll probably be things that are targeted over the next couple of years. They're going to remind everybody that the Trump tax cuts expire in 2025, much like the Bush tax cuts expires. They talked about Obama raising taxes. Well, technically, he didn't raise taxes. He just let the Bush tax cuts expire, and then everybody's taxes went up. I do think that he'll probably come in and try to do some things, but the way things stand right now in regards to they didn't do away with the filibuster, you're only allowed one reconciliation bill a year. So it'll be difficult for many things to get past, the Senate, in particular, some of the things that they talked about in regards to the payroll tax. I don't see that happening.
Now, we've got a call here, but before I get to the caller, Chuck Schumer said yesterday the Democrats may advance the COVID stimulus minus any support from the GOP, which I guess they figure they can do that because they have the votes in the Congress, both the House and the Senate. Is that fair to assume?
Well, no, they don't have the votes in the Senate unless they pass the bill via reconciliation. And again, if you do that, you can do one reconciliation bill a year, which would take the rest of their agenda off the table, where they would have to get the votes from Republicans to get that 60 vote threshold to stop a filibuster.
Okay, let me go to the caller here. Good morning, caller. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning. Yes, it's me again, Captain. Good morning, Chris. I'm thinking, what is the possibility of finding a tax attorney or a tax accountant so that people who work for a living, we could execute a tax revolt by giving our share of taxes would be to an accountant, hold on to it, basically not paying it until these crooked politicians who want to tax us into oblivion come to the good god darn senses.
Okay.
Leave us the heck alone.
All right, let's get the answer here. Chris, I've heard this attempted to be done before, but it really didn't go anywhere.
Well, it's difficult because the government planned for this, and this is why they do withholding for most people over the course of the year. And this is why you pay your taxes over the course of the year. They hold on to that money. You don't. So they're already taking a chunk out of there. Good luck going to, if you're, not self-employed, good luck going to your employer and saying, hey, listen, don't do any withholding for me. That's going to be difficult. Yeah, you could change your dependents and exemptions and try to keep more of that money over the course of the year. But, it's a difficult thing to do. I'm one that agrees. I've talked about taxes for a long time. You want to come to me and you want to raise my taxes? Oh, okay. You got to do me a solid first. First, you got to pass a balanced budget amendment, and we got to stop spending more than we're taking in. And all of these additional taxes that are coming in, you know what they need to go to? They need to go to paying down the debt.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, I could go along with, because you know what? I used to be thinking about my kids and my grand, you know, God willing, my future grandkids someday, and not burdening them with all of this debt.
Now, Pocahontas, a.k.a. Elizabeth Warren, is launching her private war on private equity, which could cost some 24 million jobs. What do you suppose she's going to do?
Again, I got to take a look at the math when it comes to those 24 million jobs. I'm going to be honest, because I come down very hard on private equity and the actions of private equity for a long time. They're not all the same. They're not one in the same. There's been plenty of private equity companies that have done god-awful things to companies here in the United States, where they take them over and they almost bleed them to death. It's almost like a slow death. They're like vampires, where they slowly kill the company, put all sorts of debt on the balance sheets while they suck all the dividends out of it for themselves. And they also pay a 15% tax rate, and that's it, you know, based upon this carried interest. They're not all the same. With that being said, I don't know, you know, what the 24 million the job number would be when it comes to private equity.
Okay, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Everybody find out more about him by going to the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Okay, there are several business groups right now that are pushing back against Bernie Sanders' proposal to have a $15 minimum wage across the country.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just not rational. It's a number that they pulled out of thin air. Certain areas of the country will benefit from a $15 minimum wage much more than other areas of the country will. We're a big country, different prices to live in different places. And the reality is you cannot force businesses to pay people what they can't afford to pay. They're just going to eliminate those jobs. It's just that simple. Again, you know, I've never been for a minimum wage. I've never paid any people that work for my company. I've never paid them a minimum wage. But I understand businesses where you have entry-level work, and there's a certain amount that you can charge that's feasible. Everybody, you're going to get used to seeing kiosks and self-checkouts everywhere, because that's what's going to be coming.
Yep, and Target must have done pretty good last quarter, because they're giving all their employees a $500 bonus. How about that one?
Fantastic. That's what you should do.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things he's got going over there. And I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.